From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Federal regulators are proposing new rules to protect retirement savings. The Labor Department is proposing changes to the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Those rules are designed to stop investment brokers who put their own financial interests above the clients. Here live with more is Marketplace's David Weinberg. Hello there.
Hey, David.
So what is the issue that these new rules are actually trying to correct?
So let's say that I'm your financial advisor and you come to me with a 401k that you want to roll over into an IRA. Under the current rules, I could steer you into investments that get me a great commission but aren't necessarily the most financially sound for you. I spoke with Olivia Mitchell, a director of the Pension Research Council at Wharton, and she says these new rules will force brokers to be more transparent.
And what that will mean is that if you do charge for your advice, you have to disclose up front how you're charging and how that impacts the client.
And Mitchell says this is an issue now because there's been a big shift away from pensions to these individual retirement accounts.
Can you, David, do the numbers on this, as it were?
Well, it's hard to put an exact number on it, but regulators estimate that these new rules will save retirees $40 billion over the next 10 years. But that's if they go into effect in their current form. As of today, the public and industry groups have 75 days to submit comments on the new rules to regulators.
And you imagine there's pushback from the financial services industry on some of this.
Yeah, there has. In fact, this is the second time rules like these have been proposed. In 2011, the Labor Department retracted its first proposal because the financial services industry thought the rules went too far.
All right. Marketplace's David Weinberg in Los Angeles. David, thank you.